Good evening, Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you live from Raleigh, Texas, for some Iowa Bulldog football. 11 minutes, 34 seconds left. And the countdown. Both teams are getting finished up with their festivities and activities before the game begins. So, waiting for school songs, waiting for the national anthem, waiting for all of that good stuff to happen and take place. Bulldogs can send up their three captains, the three seniors for the team, Brighton, Partain, Zane, Allen, Jarrett, Cabrera. I'll say thanks for all of the sponsors who support these broadcasts, First State Bank, Calvary Baptist Church, Chicago Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Iowa Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Del Cipher and Steel Funeral Home, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, First Church of God, Iowa Baptist Church, Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Seller, and Iowa Pump and Supply. So, both teams have sent out the captains into the middle of the field. Again, the three seniors for the Bulldogs, Partain, Allen, Cabrera. We'll wait for the official to give the kickoff. The Bulldogs are taking on Roby, or the Bulldogs are 2-0 in district coming into the game, tied with Westbrook and Hermley, who are both 2-0, and then Rotan, Highland, and Roby are all 0-2. Westbrook is going to be taking on Hermley at Hermley tonight. Rotan is going to be at Highland, and then the Bulldogs are going to be here in Roby, Texas, for the second game. So if you didn't hear, Roby is going to be receiving the opening kickoff. Getting all my stuff written up. Sorry, Roby's going to be receiving the opening kickoff. And so Bulldogs looking for a win here. Go 3-0 in district and have two more games left if they can do so. And so everything points towards the Bulldogs if they play their game and play their dominant dog defense and the Iowa eye run them all successfully and well, be disciplined like they're supposed to, should walk away with a victory. It's a beautiful evening for some football. Get out my weather app and see exactly what we're sitting in. I have on just a light coat and feel pretty comfortable with where we're at. Temperature-wise, Bulldogs traveled well for the game. The crowd, as it says, it's 79 right now, and it feels like it's 76 with not much wind, if any, and it's just going to dip down lower and lower a few degrees as it goes on. Yeah, it says the wind's at 8 miles per hour, but I don't even think it's blowing that hard. The flag on the American flag on the flagpole is not even moving in the wind. It's just laying there. So, really, we've been blessed with some extremely good weather for all of these Friday night games for the Bulldogs so far. Even Paint Creek, and there were thunderstorms everywhere by the time we got there and played the game. We didn't delay it at all. It was just a wet field. So, 7:18 left in the game clock. That's the Roby school song going on in the background, if you can hear that. We're going to do the national anthem, so I'm going to pause for a moment. Be back with you momentarily. Thank you. All right. 5:40 left on the clock. Ben Moore here with you as the Bulldogs take on the Roby Lions for the third game in district play. Bulldogs are coming into the game 2-0 in district, having defeated Rotan 70-24, and then last week having defeated Highland 54-44. Roby opened up district play against Hermley. They lost to Hermley 64-46, and then last week they played Westbrook and lost to Westbrook 86-36. So it should be a good game for the Bulldogs. However, if the Bulldogs just take care of business, play their disciplined, dominant dog defense, and do the powerful Ira eye, few little wrinkles here and there, should be able to take care of this third district game. We'll keep you in the loop on other district games from around. If you want to look at it, wait for me to hear so. The app that I use on my phone is the Dave Campbell's Friday Night Lights app. Texas Football Friday. I had the wrong name. Texas Football Friday. It's put on my Dave Campbell. You can go on there and see all the scores from around or look at the system. I'll keep you updated with them as much as I can. Also, look around to see if maybe some of our other district teams have started, and it looks like none of them have. I guess we're able to find officials for everybody tonight. We do have a four-man officiating crew tonight, which will be good. It's always nice to have that extra official there and not have to worry. So, Roby is going to be receiving the opening kickoff. If you're sitting in the stands, they'll be on the left side of the field receiving it and running it to the right. The dominant dog defense to go out first for the Bulldogs. At the other end of the field, by the scoreboard. So it'll take me just a minute to kind of get down the Roby players' names and whatnot as the game gets going, but it'll be a good game. So Jarrett Cabrera gets the ball. He's going to put it on the ground after the official hands it to him. Flag is picking up just a little bit. That wind is blowing. If it blows at all, if you're sitting on the visitor side, it's from behind your back going across the field towards the home side. So Cabrera gets his team set. He's lined up like he's going to kick it deep. The Lions are going to send back Adams deep, and there's the kick. It's Cabrera. It's high. It's far towards the left side, and it's going to roll out of bounds somewhere around the 5-yard line. So we'll see what Roby wants to do, if they want to take the penalty there, if they want to have him re-kick it. Looks like they're going to take the penalty and just get on offense. All right, so the kick is underway. The game has officially started, although there's not been much action so far. All right, the official spots the ball. Yeah. Officials just didn't mark it off right. They just marked it 5 yards from where the ball went out of bounds. Chris Goodwin corrected them. Moved the ball a little bit closer for the Lions. So they're going to have a first and 15 for the Lions from their own, first 15 from their own 30-yard line. They're going to send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. They have three in the backfield, two up close, and one deep back. It's going to be the quarterback. There's a snap, pitch back to the quarterback. He just takes the ball and runs. He's going to have about 15 yards. A faucet with the carry for the Lions. He got close to the first down marker. I don't know if he was able to get the first down. Nope, they're going to say second after a run of about 12, maybe 11. So it's going to be a second and 4 for the Lions. Ball set at the Bulldog 36-ish yard line. Fawcett's back deep for the Lions. Looking to throw the ball. He's going to be pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to dump it short. Receiver's going to catch it and be brought down by Cabrera. It'll be enough for a first down, but not a whole lot. So maybe a gain of 4 or 5 yards. Just enough to get a first down for the Lions. They break the huddle, come out in the same formation. there's an issue with the chain on the sideline, like it got tangled up or something, so they call a timeout by the officials to get the chain sorted out. So the Lions are lining up in this formation. They've got the receiver on the far side. The ball's set at the near hash mark. So the receiver on the far side is spread all the way to the other end of the field. The receiver on the near side is, oh, maybe 3-4 yards from the sideline over here. And they have a center who's down. They have two guys in the backfield who are going to block for the quarterback, and then you have your quarterback back deep. So they're pitching, or they're snapping it to one of the guys up front. They're pitching it back to the quarterback, so the quarterback can throw it or run it while he's got the field spread. There's the snap. Pitch back to Fawcett running on the far side. Fawcett bobbles the catch, but it's going to be brought out of bounds by Cabrera. He waiting for him to mark it. Looks like maybe he just got up to the line of scrimmage. Didn't gain many yards. They say two over the intercom, but he only moved it 1 inch. So it's going to be a 2nd and 14 from around the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. Ball's at the far hash. Lions come out in a little different formation. Two receivers to the near side. There's a snap. Handoff underneath to Fawcett. Fawcett stiff on several of the Bulldog defenders, but the Bulldogs are able to push him out of bounds to set up a 3rd and 4, 3 maybe. So it's going to be a 2 from the Bulldog 20. That one was just a straight-up run by Fawcett. He's kind of been the gadget back for the Lions tonight. Coming out with two receivers to the near side. They're coming out in a different formation. Coach Goodman was just telling them, hey, when we do that, they got to line up defensively different, and then they came out in that formation again, so it's called a timeout just to make sure the Bulldogs are on track. So, with the first timeout of the game called, it is 0-0 with 8:22 left in the first quarter. I want to thank all of our sponsors who are supporting these broadcasts. That includes Ira Pump. Call Ira Pump and supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing life insurance for auto, home, and life. Offering people a free quote. Ira Baptist Church making disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. For more information, visit fccira.com or check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. Lions come in the same formation. Two receivers to the near side. There's the snap. Oh, fake handoff to Fawcett. Quarterback can't run the ball. He has to throw it. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. Fawcett to Fawcett on the far side of the field. He might have enough for a first down. We gave about just about one for a first down. So now it's going to be a 1st and goal from the 15-yard line for the Lions. No, you're good. Summers made her way down to this side of the field to get some action shots. Two receivers to the near side. Two stacked up in the backfield, and they're lining down on the far side. There's a snap. Pitch back to Fawcett looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Allen. Allen's got a hold of him. He dumps it on short. Able to get the ball off, but Warren stuck his hand up and knocked the ball down, so it's going to be an incomplete. Allen had Fawcett, was dragging him down. Fawcett just tried to throw the ball up, and Warren was able to get his hand on it and knock it down. So now it's going to be a 2nd and goal from the Bulldogs 15. Coach Cannon, the Lions, 7:34. The clock stopped left in the first at 0-0. 2nd and 15. 2nd and goal from the 15 for the Lions. Same formation. Two receivers from the near side. There's the snap. Handoff. Whoa. Fake handoff. Ball's on the ground. Warren has a clean shot for it. He picked it up. Ball still on the ground. Cabrera's got a shot at picking it up. He just falls on top of it. It's going to be Bulldog ball. Lions picked it and fumbled it, and then they kicked it backwards. Juarez was right there. He tried to pick it up and run. And when he did, he got tackled, and the ball squirted out. And so Cabrera was able to run all the way down the field, and he just fell on the ball. So they were at the Bulldogs' 15-yard line when the play was snapped. Now they're all the way down to the Roby, about Roby's 30-yard line. That was just a huge play. So now the Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. It's Hernandez, Partain. There's the snap. Hits to Partain, running on the near side. Partain gets the ball. Cuts back to the far side. He's got one defender to beat. If he can get to the corner before he does it, he can't. Touchdown, Bulldogs! I think our phone got set. But they touchdown Bulldogs. It was just a sweep to the near side. Partain found the hole on the far side. Cut it back and didn't get it. There's the snap, the hole, the kick. The ball's going to be up for the 2-point kick, and it's good. I thought they were going to make him hold that until the corner went off, but they did not. So, first offensive possession of the game for the Bulldogs. They're able to run about a 30-yard touchdown by Partain. That puts the score 8-0 with 7:16 left in the first. Sponsors for the broadcast include the Ira Church of God. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Surrey, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Snyder Iron and Metal, the top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available, and a roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. So after 7:16 left in the first, Bulldogs leading 8-0. One offensive possession for the Bulldogs and able to drive all the way down the field for the touchdown. Cabrera gets the ball set, ready to kick it. And there's the kick. This time it's going to be an onside kick, end over end, from the near side to the far side. It's picked up by Fawcett. By number 12, Etheridge, for the Lions. Not able to get far. He got the ball, tried to run to the near side, and he was brought down. Which Bulldog it was that brought him down, but he got brought down pretty quickly to set up. Not great field position. First and 15 from their own 25-yard line. Line from one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Penalty is called. Probably on the Bulldogs. There was some confusion with how they were supposed to line up. Oh! Huge break for the Bulldogs. There was confusion on defense, trying to figure out where to line up. But in that confusion, the Lions jumped offside. So now it's going to be a first and 20 for the Lions from their own 20-yard line. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett running around looking to throw the ball. And he's still trying to run to throw the ball. He's going to be brought down by Cabrera. Big sack by the senior. Fawcett had his eyes downfield. He was trying to throw it. The coverage was really good. He had nowhere to go. He kept fighting off Jarrett, thinking that he could withstand the tackle, but he could not. So now it's second and 26 for the Lions from around their 15-yard line. 6:40 left in the first and counting. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Lions send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Fawcett, running on the near side. He's going to dump it short to a Lions receiver. That's number 2, Adams. Adams is going to be brought down. It's going to be a pretty good gain for the Lions, about a 20-yard gain. It's going to set up a fourth and around six, fourth and seven. Oh, they're saying third and seven. On the scoreboard, that's right. We've only had three downs. third and 7 for the Lions. Ball is set at the Lions 30-yard line on the near hash mark. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap, pitch back to Fawcett looking to throw the ball. He didn't have it complete to his receiver. Pushed out of bounds by Pena. It's going to be enough for a first down, about an 8-yard completion. I thought he was pushed out of bounds. The clock is still running, so I guess he wasn't. It's 5:20 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Lions are faced with a first and 15 from around midfield. One receiver, two receivers from the near side. There's a snap. Handoff. Oh, no, fake handoff. Great defensive play by number 3, C.J. Collier. The Lions fake the handoff and try to do a quick pass. Collier was right there to deflect the ball right onto the ground. So now it's going to be a second and 15 from around midfield for the Lions. Lions break the huddle, send two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield, and an extra down line. And there's the snap. Ball goes over the head of the underneath guy, whatever's name is, the running back, who picks it back to Fawcett. Fawcett gets the ball, tries to dump it underneath to Adames, but instead it only makes it about halfway for an incomplete pass. So now it's third and 15 for the Lions from around midfield. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, on a third and long. There's the snap, pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett being pursued by Pena. Fawcett's ball is going to be intercepted by Allen. Allen's still on his feet. Brought down by Fawcett, but it was Allen who read Fawcett, kicked the ball off, took it about 15 yards for... Ooh, wait. Boom, so it's going to be a turnover. Interception by the senior, Zane Allen. So now it's first and 15 for the Bulldogs from midfield. 4:48 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. There's the snap. Hitch back to Partain out of the Ira. Irene on the far side. Partain's got one person to beat. He's going to power through. Brought down, not after delivering a pretty heavy blow, enough for a first down, about a 20-yard run, so it's going to be a, see where they mark it. It might be first and goal. I'm going to say first and 15 from the 16 for the Bulldogs. 4:18 left in the first. It's in the Ira eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Partain. There's the snap, hand up underneath to Juarez. Juarez powering his way up the middle on a dive. Game, maybe, they're going to say he didn't even get up to the line of scrimmage. Man, got to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 16. They're going to give Dimitri 1 yard. It's going to be second and 14 from the 15 for the Bulldogs. 3:45 left in the first and counting. Same formation out of the Ira eye. There's a snap. It's Partain running on the far side. He's got a big old hole. He's got a good block. He's going to walk right on into the end zone for his second touchdown of the quarter. Touchdown, Bulldogs. So with 3:32 left in the first quarter, Bulldogs are leading 14-0. Cabrera gets set for the two-point field goal. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold. The Bulldogs are going to be charged with a false start here. False start on the Bulldogs, so we're going to back them up 5 yards here. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. Referee blows his whistle to get it set. Cabrera lining up exactly where he wants to be. There's the snap, the hold. Oh, the snap's bobbled. Cabrera's got the ball. He's going to toss it short to Juarez. Juarez has the ball. He's going to be brought down. It's going to be a horse collar tackle. The horse collar tackle by Roby against the Bulldogs. So, Coach Goodwin's saying, re-kick it. So, for the third time, the Bulldogs are going to try the two-point kick here. All right, third time's the charm. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Cabrera, the kicker. Bulldogs leading 14-0 with 3:32 left. About to attempt the two-point PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So now the Bulldogs are leading 16-0 with 3:32 left in the first. Broadcaster brought to you by Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hurley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. They have all sorts of gifts and home decor. They provide immunizations for a wide variety of over-the-counter items to deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants that have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how you can help. Bulldogs leading 16-0 with 3:32 left in the first. Going to be kicking off to Rotan here momentarily. Bulldogs break the huddle, got Cabrera, he kicked it deep one time, he kicked it short for an onside the next time, see what he does here. He's going to kick it end over end on an onside kick, it's going to roll past the Roby defender who's finally able to pick it up, and then it's going to be Cabrera who runs down the field and tackles him, so Cabrera kicked it, Cabrera ran down the field, Cabrera made the tackle. Just some scores to update from across our district. The Westbrook Wildcats are leading the Hermley Cardinals 12-0 with 2:30 left in the first. Rotan is leading Highland 16-0 with 4:10 left in the first. So we'll keep our eyes on those district games, see kind of how they play out. Roby breaks the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a step back pop that has the ball looking throw. He's got no receivers open. Now he's going to dump it short to a receiver who catches the ball. That's Adames. Adames runs out of bounds for the Lions. They're getting about 16 yards. So, it's now a first and 15 for the Lions from their own 35-yard line. They said 32 on the outside. It's hard for me to see the paint. This time of year, it gets hard to tell when the fields are turning yellow from the cold weather and the paint's kind of drying. So, first and 15 from the line, 32. Two receivers to the near side. Ball set with the near hash mark. There's the hand snap. Hits back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep. Oh! The Roby receiver and the quarterback ran two different ideas. The quarterback threw the ball. The only person there was Jaron Pena, who read the ball better than the Roby receivers did. But unfortunately, the ball bounced off his hands, and so incomplete. So now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Lions. Two receivers to the near side. Two in the backfield, and an extra lineman. There's the snap. It's time they fake the pitch to pop it. but tried to dump it short and pop it on the other side, but it was Cabrera who jumped up and broke up the pass to make it incomplete. So now it's going to be a third and 15 for the Lions, and the Lions need to stop and pause and call a timeout here. So, with 3:05 left in the first quarter, Bulldogs are leading 16-0 here in Groby, Texas. Sponsors for the broadcast include Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldogs, a graduate of Ira with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, our grandson Rowdy, Rowdy with a fifth generation of mother's side, orange and black run through our veins, proud to be Ira Bulldogs supporters. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Cogdell Memorial Hospital in Snyder is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. And First Bank and Trust in Snyder. All right. Roby breaks the huddle. They got two receivers to the near side, two stacked up in the backfield. Same formation they've run for much of the game. They extend the pass it out of this formation. There's that pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw the ball. He has nowhere to go. Now he's being pursued by two Bulldogs in the backfield. It's Juarez. It's Cabrera. And they're able to sack Fawcett. So now it's going to be a fourth down for the Lions. And it's going to be fourth and long. Looks like maybe 4th and 17 from my perspective. 2:45 left in the first. The Bulldogs leading 16-0, and they've got the Lions. This dominant dog defense has the Lions pinned back deep. Two receivers from the near side, two steps back. There's a snap. They're going to pretend to have Fawcett get it, and instead it'll be Adames. Adames throws the ball over the head of his intended receiver. It's going to fall incomplete, and that's going to be a turnover on downs forced by the dominant dog defense. And so now the Ira I takes the field. It's going to be Hernandez under center, Pena behind him, Partain behind him. There's a snap. It's a pitch to Partain running on the near side. Partain's got plenty of blockers. If he can get around the edge, he's going to go all the way. He's going to go all the way! The third touchdown of the evening. I believe the Bulldogs have only run four, maybe five offensive plays, and they're leading 22-0 with 2:19 left in the first. Bulldogs getting ready for the two-point PAT. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up. And it's good. Now the Bulldogs are leading 24-0 with 2:19 left in the first. I want to say thank you to everybody who supports these broadcasts as we travel with the Bulldog football team year-round, and that includes First Bank and Trust, Calvary Baptist Church, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Iowa Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads, Oil and Gas, First Church of God, Iowa Baptist Church, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Thorny Sellers, Ira Pump, and Ira Pump and Supply. 2:19 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 24-0. The first defensive series the Bulldogs went out on the field for, they were able to recover a fumble. The second one they intercepted. The third one, they were able to get a four and out. And each time the Bulldogs have just, the Ira I has just been dominant. looking across some scores. All the Bulldogs are getting ready to kick it, and they're going to do an onside kick right out of the huddle. It's not going to go the full 15 yards before the Bulldogs pick it up. It was close, but not quite all the way there. So, the dominant dog defense is going to come out on the field. Rogue's going to have a first and 15 from the 40. Two receivers to the near side. Two in the backfield. There's a snap. It's pitch to Fawcett running on the far side. Fawcett being chased by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Allen. There is a flag on the play. We'll see what's going to be called. Holding on the Lions, so that's going to back him up 10 yards. So now it's going to be a first and 25 for the Lions from their own 30-yard line. Bulldogs leading 24-0 with 2:11 left in the first. Lions break the huddle from the same formation. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield, next to lineman. There's the snap. It's the Fawcett running on the far side. Fawcett being pursued by several Bulldogs. Now he's going to be stood up, and they're going to call the play dead. Looks like Fawcett was able to gain 7-8 yards. Get the ball close to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a second and about 16-17 from just on the other side of midfield, on the Roby side of midfield. 1:40 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 24-0. Roby comes out in a different formation. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Cabrera. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be hit and pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be a third, and that was a gain of about 6 or 7. So it's a 3rd and 7 for the Lions from the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. 1:17 left in the first. The clock is stopped. The Bulldogs will, well, it doesn't matter because in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 24-0 with 1:17 left in the first. Lions come with one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap. It's going to be bobbled, and they're going to be hit immediately by Cabrera. It was bobbled by Adames. Adames falls on top of it, so it's going to be a loss of, again, 3-4 yards. So now it's going to set up a 4th and about 10 for the Lions from the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. The dominant dog defense has not allowed the Lions' offense to do much of anything. And the IRI has run through the Lions' defense like a hot butter through knife. Hot butter through knife. Whatever. Fawcett gets the ball. He's going to toss it. It's going to be incomplete. He's going to throw the ball to his receiver who was open. But that's the center, and the ball hit the ground before he was able to catch it. So it's a turnover on down. And so now the IRI is going to get set. 40 seconds left in the first. Bulldogs leading 24-0. It's going to be Hernandez, then Pena, then Partain, set in the IRI. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff to Partain running on the near side. Hurdle, one defender. He's got one defender to beat. He's going to power through. Just the style of offense and how aggressive the defense is. The Bulldogs are just bullying the Lions. It's enough for a first down for the Bulldogs. Gets the ball down a good way. It's probably a 20-yard carry for Partain there. So it's 1st and 15 from the Roby 27-yard line. 22 seconds left in the first quarter. 26 seconds left in the play clock. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to try to snap one before the end of the first. There's the snap. Hernandez rolls out looking to throw the ball.
He tosses it deep. He's got Cabrera. Cabrera. Oh! Just dropped it. It would have been a touchdown if Cabrera had caught it. So now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Throw was from Hernandez to Cabrera. Again, just some good defense by the Lions, but just should have been a touchdown. Now it's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in the eye. There's a snap. Hits to Pena running on the near far side. Pena cuts it through. He's around the corner. If he can break one defender, he's not going to get there. He's going to carry the Bulldogs to the end of the first quarter. I think it's the first down. We'll see. They're going to march down to the north side of the field now. But at the end of the first quarter, the Bulldogs are leading the Roby Lions 24-0. Let me refresh my app and see if we can tell what some scores are from around our district as we keep our eyes on those ball games. Westbrook beating Herney 18-0 with 8:05 left in the second. Rotan's leading Highland 22-8 with 10 seconds left in the first. Let's see, some games from around our area. Colorado City is leading Winters 14-8. That's all I got. Summer McCallum is leading all other photographers in photo snaps. There you go. It's going to be first and goal from the Bulldogs from the 8-yard line. Leading 24-0, and we have started the second quarter, or we will start the second quarter at the stop. We're at the snap. All right, Bulldogs get set in the eye for eye. Fernandez, Morris, Partain. There's a snap. It's pitched to Partain running on the near side. He's going to break one tackle. He's going to get all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. So now the Bulldogs are up 30-0 with 9:55 left in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs are going to go for the two-point PAT. Bishop's the snap over, Anders the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's a snap, the hole, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good! Well, that's right, the fourth touchdown of the evening. All of the PAT kicks have been made, so now it is 32-0. Bulldogs leading the Lions with 9:55 left. In the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. With worship services Sunday morning at 11 and a Sunday class before, free meal Wednesdays at 6 p.m., followed by Bible study for all ages at 6:30. Visit FBCIRA.com for more information and visit Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. All right, Cabrera gets the Bulldogs special teams set. Lions send back number two, Adonis, deep. Cabrera's only kicked it deep once tonight. The other times he tried to onside it. Lions are set like he's going to onside. Cabrera felt like he's going to kick it deep. And he is going to kick it deep. And it's going to go high. It's going to go far. It's going to go out of the end zone for a touchback. Again, the score is 32-0. Bulldogs leading with 9:55 left. In the half, the Roby Lions are going to take over on offense at their own 20-yard line, and the dominant dog defense has given up a few long drive, but have forced a fumble, have caught an interception, and have had two turnover on downs that have all resulted in points for the Bulldogs. There's the snap pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw the ball. He's being chased by Cabrera. That's going to have Allen right there leading two. He's tackled by Cabrera and Allen after a gain of 3-4 yards. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 9 for the Lions. Ball's going to be set at the Lion 26-yard line. 9:26 and counting left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-0. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's the snap. Fawcett has it. He can't run forward. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be complete. It's number 12, Etheridge, brought down by the Bulldogs. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down. So now it's a first down for the Lions from the Bulldog 39-yard line. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side, three in the backfield. There's the snap. It's the Fawcett. Fawcett can't run forward, so he's going to be pursued pretty hard by the Bulldog defender. Still being chased around, dancing in the end zone or backfield. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be way short, drop incomplete. Fawcett is being pursued in the backfield. Had nobody that was open, so he just threw it as high as far as he could. Lucky for him, it fell incomplete. And now it's going to be a 2nd and 15 for the Lions from the Bulldogs 39-yard line. 8:50 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-0. Lions break the huddle, one on the near side, one on the far side, same formation, Fawcett back deep. There's the snap. It's a pitch back to Fawcett, so he can run, he can throw. He's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be way over the head of his intended receiver. Another incomplete pass, and now it's going to be a 3rd and 15 for the Lions. Ball set at the Lion 39-yard line. 8:44 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-0. Lions in there, play in, break the huddle. It's going to be the same formation. Sometimes they'll snap it all the way back to Fawcett. Sometimes they'll snap it short and then pitch it back. That's what they're going to do this time, short and then pitch it back. Being pursued, he can run. He's going to take off and run, but Dove has a Bulldog defender missing, and they're going to be shoved out by the rest of them. It was number 7, Caden Forey, who was just right there. Fawcett was just out of his arm's reach. He was able to run forward, maybe gain a 7 or so. It's going to be a 4th and 7 or 8 for the Lions. 4th and 10. They're going to give him only 5. So 4th and 10 for the Lions. And the ball set at the Bulldog 30-yard line. It's just in that part of the field where I can't really tell what yard line it's on. And the Lions are going to call their 2nd timeout of the half. So with that 2nd timeout, it's 8:05 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-0. And the Lions are faced with, they said 4th and 10, but now it's a 4th and 4. Sponsors for the broadcast include Crossroad Oil and Gas. Crossroad Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Snyder Iron and Metal, top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, faggots, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, Lions come out of the timeout. They huddle up again. We're going to send one receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. The dominant dog defense looking to have a stand here. clock. He gets the ball. He's going to throw it deep to his receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete. Partain on the coverage. So that was 4th and 4, incomplete, and the Bulldogs are going to take over on a turnover on downs. It's the 3rd turnover on downs the Bulldog defense has forced tonight. The other 2 times, Roby's had the ball 5 times. There was the interception by Zane. There was a fumble. It was recovered by Cabrera, and then there was 3 turnover on downs. So, dominant dog defense does its job, bears its teeth, and dogs scare cats, and even though the lion's a big cat, it's still a cat, and in the animal kingdom, dogs always win. Ira gets set in the Ira eye. It's Hernandez and Pena, then Partain. There's the snap pitch back to Partain running on the far side. He's able to get enough for a first down and some, and he's going to run out of bounds at about the Roby 30-yard line. So about a 30-yard carry for Partain. That's going to set up a first and 15 from the Bulldog, from the Lion 30. 7:52 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-0. Yeah. All right, Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira eye. Pena behind him, Partain behind Pena. There's step. Now Pena's going to motion over to the near side, pitch to Partain. Partain's going to toss it deep. He's got 4 wide open, nobody around him. Just a complete surprise for the Lions, and it's going to be a touchdown Bulldog. A 30-yard pass from Partain to Flory. Score is now 38-0. Bulldogs leading the Lions as they go for the 2-point PAT. Bishop, Apper, Hernandez, Holder, Cabrera, the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball. And it's good. Bulldogs are leading 20-0 with 7:20 left in the half. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Spider Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and getting press, promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Bell Piper and Shell Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ida, Henley, and Story County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Williams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items, and we deliver to try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuel, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants in a vendor business since 1937. We deliver to Surrey County and the surrounding areas. Bulldogs leading 40-0. With 7:20 left in the half. As the Bulldogs get ready to kick it off again, this time it's going to be Partain who's going to kick it. And typically when Brighton's the kicker, they just try to kick it out of the back of the end zone. And I would imagine that's what they're going to try to do here. Partain gets the ball and he's going to kick it. It's going to go high. It's going to go far. And it's going to go right out the back of the end zone for a touchback. Of course, from Miranda, all waiting for the teams to switch from the district. Westbrook is leading currently 18-0 with 8:05 left in the second, and Rochan is leading Highland 22-8 with 10 seconds left in the first. I think those are old. Let me clear my app out, and we'll refresh it and come back to it in a minute. Roby's going to get set in their formation with one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's the snap, pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett drops the ball behind him. He's going to be brought down, falling on top of the ball, so it's going to be a big loss for the Lions. Ball just went behind him, and Fawcett was able to go and dive on it before the Bulldogs got there. Ball's going to be all the way back now to the Lion 8-yard line, so it's going to be a first and second and 27 for the Lions now, and Fawcett's standing in the end zone. There's a snap pitch back to Fawcett looking to throw the ball being pursued by Cabrera, and the ball's going to fall incomplete. the Bulldog defense is down. The Bulldog defense, it's twofold. They've got Rusher that's going after Fawcett every single play, so he's not able to stay back there comfortably. And then they've also got some great cornerbacks and safeties who are able to run with the receivers, and there's not anybody open to throw to. So now it's going to be a 3rd-and-27 for the Lions. 6:44 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 40-0. There's a snap pitch back to Fawcett. Being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. The ball's going to fly up, and it's going to fall incomplete. Partain on the defense. So now it's going to be a 4th-and-27. Coach could have been saying down and distance. He's saying, don't intercept the ball, is what he's saying. Just knock it down to the ground. Because if you intercept the ball and don't run it into the end zone, then you're giving us a further distance to score, further distance for the offense. Randy breaks the huddle. It's 4th-and-27, 6:36 left in the first half. Bulldogs leading 40-0. There's the snap. And they're going to punt it. Fawcett's the punter. And the ball is going to go out of bounds around midfield. So the Lions had the ball pinned at about the 8-yard line of their own 8-yard line. Ball got to what looks like the 36, 37 yard line of the Lions. They're not quite to midfield. Hernandez, Pena, Partain in the eye-to-eye with Hernandez under center. And a motion, Pena to the near side. There's a snap. Hits to Partain running on the near side. He's following his blockage. He's got a hole. He's going to cut it back, carrying 3 Lion defenders with him. He's going to have enough for a first down. It's going to be a 1st-and-15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the 24-yard line of the Lions. 6:12 left in the first half. Bulldogs leading 40-0. Hernandez gets set in the eye. There's a snap of the hand up underneath to Pena. Pena's got the ball, delivers a huge blow to the defender trying to tackle him. Runs forward for a gain of about 10, 9, 8 yards. So it'll be a 2nd-and-about-7. Ball is at the Lions 16-yard line on the near hash mark. 5:29 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 40-0. This time Partain's going to come in under center in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Pena running on the far side. Pena is able to power his way through. If he can beat one defender in the corner, he can. It's going to be a touchdown, Bulldogs. Now the score is 46-0 with 5:11 left in the half. And the Bulldogs are getting ready to attempt the 2-point PAT. Bitch, the snapper. Hernandez is the holder. Cabrera is the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball, whoops. And it's good. The score should be 48-0 with 5:09. The scoreboard says 42-0. It should be 48-0. Sponsors for the broadcast include Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Curry County and the surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club. Proudly supporting all Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page and find out how to help. Doug and Susie Wine, proud Iowa Bulldogs, is a graduate of Iowa with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers on both of us, our 2 sons, Robbie and Ronald, and our grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy is the 5th generation of his mother's time. Orange and black run through our veins, proud to be an Iowa Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Bulldog special teams break the huddle. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs, and he's the kicker. They try to kick it out of the back of the end zone. And it's high enough. It's going to hit at about the 5 and bounce all the way out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. The Bulldogs leading 48-0 with 5:09 left in the half. The dominant dog defense is going to come back out. Sorry, Kevin. I got the ball and threw it with my right hand, and it was nowhere close to it. So, Roby Lyons trying to make a miracle happen. It's a dominant dog defense, and the Ira I have just forced their way the whole game. There's a snap. Pitch to Fawcett. Fawcett not even going to try to throw it. Just taking up running. It's going to be hit by Allen, hit by Partain, hit by Cabrera. He's still on his feet, still powering through. Looks like the three seniors are trying to strip the football. Fawcett was able to stay and get his way through for a first down, the first down the Lions have had in a good while. That's not true. They had first down for the last offensive drive and then it's called out. So now it's a first and 15 for the Lions from around midfield. Bulldogs leading 48-0 with 4:43 left in the half. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath. They pretended like they were going to pitch it to Fawcett and set handing it off underneath. And it's Collier who's able to run down Adames, limit the gain to about 4, maybe 5 yards. It's going to set up a 2nd and 10 for the Lions. Well, they're going to say he got more than that. 2nd and 7. Doesn't look like that to me, but we'll, whatever, fine. 4:10 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 48-0. 2nd and 8 for the Lions. There's the snap. Pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by Warren. Hit by Warren. Sacked by Warren. All of those yards gained are going to be for naught as that sack brings the Lions all the way back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a 3rd and 15 for the Lions. It'll be a 3rd and 14 in that half. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. This is one there. They've only run 2 formations against the Bulldogs tonight. Haven't had much luck out of either. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw, being pursued by Cabrera this time. Now Fawcett's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be met with Allen. He's able to break the tackle from Allen. He's going to get enough for a first down before he's leveled by Pena or Cabrera. So now it's a 1st and goal for the Lions from their 13-yard line. The Bulldogs' pass defense has been so good, it's left some running lanes open as they run deep. There's the snap by Adames. Adames pitches it back to Fawcett. Fawcett not even looking to throw. He's going to be pushed out of bounds, and flags fly everywhere. It's going to be holding on the Lions. So what was a 1st and 13 is now going to be a 1st and 23, or 1st and goal from the 23, I should say. Lions still sitting in their play. 15 seconds left in the play clock. There's the snap to break the huddle. 2:23 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 48-0. There's the snap. Pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett scans the field, looking to throw. He's going to dump it off short to Adames. Adames gets the ball. It's going to be brought down by Allen. It was a completed pass. I'm not sure exactly how far he got, but it's going to be a 2nd and a good chunk still. Zane was able to get him down before he got too many positive yards. And they say 2nd and 23 on the floor. I don't know if that's right or not. 2nd and 17. There we go. 1:45 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 48-0. 2 receivers to the far side, none to the near side. two in the backfield. There's a snap pitched back to Fawcett. Fawcett looks to throw the ball, being chased by Ward. He tosses it deep into the end zone. It's going to be deflected by Pena. A great defensive play by Jaron. He had an open receiver, and Jaron was able to break on the ball and jump up and knock it down. So now it's going to be a third and 17, a third and goal from the 17 for the Lions. And the clock has stopped at 1:31. Bulldogs leading 48-0. Really wanting the Bulldog defense to hold out here until keep the dominant dog defense to roar, show their teeth, caught a little bit here, keep the Lions out of the end zone. There's a snap, pitch back to Fawcett looking to throw the ball. Fawcett being pursued by Juarez. He's going to break one tackle, and he's going to be pursued by Cabrera, and Cabrera's going to drag him out of bounds. It's going to be a fourth and... wait for him to set the ball to see how many. It's going to be fourth and about six. Fourth and four. It was third and 17. They're going to give him 1 yard on the scoreboard. Fourth and 16. Ran out of bounds. The clock has stopped at 1:53. So this is a big down for the dominant dog defense. If the Bulldogs can keep the Lions out of the end zone, it almost guarantees that we're going to finish this game at halftime. There's a snap, pitch back to Fawcett. Fawcett looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Cabrera. Cabrera right up on him. Fawcett does a stiff arm. Going to throw it into the end zone. It's going to be deflected by Pena again. Huge defensive play by Jaron. Again, the same thing. The receiver looks open, and as soon as the quarterback throws the ball, Jaron's able to make a break on the receiver, deflect the ball, and now it's Bulldog ball for what, by my count, is the fourth turnover on downs tonight. The other two times the Lions have had the ball, it was the interception by Zane, and then they fumbled the ball at the very beginning of the game. So now, it's first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Roby 16-yard line. There's the snap, and the Bulldogs are in victory formation. The Bulldogs take the snap, they kneel the ball down. And that's going to get the clock a good ways down. Let me get through these broadcasts brought to you by Cogden Memorial Hospital. Cogden Memorial Hospital Insider is proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs, and we're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We have the end of this, so we can warmly tell you, welcome. You can hear the cheering. The Bulldogs just kneeled the ball down again. That's going to give them enough to run out the clock. The last sponsor of Colts' broadcast was Coach Bank and Trust in Snyder. So, with 18 seconds left until half, that's actually going to be the end of the game. So the Bulldogs are going to 45, the Roby Lions, 48-0. Great game by the Bulldogs. There's a little bit of nerve. This Roby team stuck with Westbrook last week pretty well. Some scores from around the district. Westbrook is leading Hermley 40-6 at halftime. Rotan is leading Highland 28-16 with 7:34 left in the second quarter. So the Bulldogs are going to move to 3-0 at district. Next week, the Bulldogs will face, I believe it's Westbrook at Ira, so make sure you're there for that game. And it's looking like Westbrook and Hermley are the other 2-0 teams in the district. And then Rotan and Island, at the point look by now, looks like Rotan may walk away with their first victory of the season. But all we care about tonight is the Bulldogs dominating the Roby Lions at Roby. Next week, the Bulldogs will take on the Westbrook Wildcats in Ira. I encourage you to get out to that game, the last home game of the season, and go see what this young Bulldog team that's matured so much throughout the year is all about, and what will be a great game as the 3-0 in district Bulldogs will face a Westbrook team that won state last year and try to get some revenge. The Bulldogs lost to Westbrook in the first round of the playoffs last year. So, I'm Ben Moore. I'm going to sign off as the Bulldogs win. We'll see you next